Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. Chat room is open, but we're just going to have to ask us questions and we'll be able to answer because for whatever reason we have a technical on responding to it. So if you have a question, go into the chat room and ask the question and just stay on and listen to the answer at this point. Again, the number to call in is 515-602-9657. I would like to understand and pray for everyone that's in the path of a hurricane. First of all, we went through a little bit over here in South Florida, but along the west coast of Florida and all the way up to the panhandle, they got hit pretty good. St. Pete and Tampa and others in that neck area, if they call it, they got hit with super high moon tidal waves and the storm surge and everything. So they had a lot of water and a lot of roads, a lot of bridges were underwater for a period of time. The storm is now a tropical storm. It went all the way through Georgia and it's now in the Carolinas, North Carolina. In fact, I talked to a person in South Carolina and they had tornadoes in the area. And then I got one that's hiding in the closet in North Carolina, and they're getting hit with a tornado as it goes out to sea. And then there are some reports that it's going to break a loop. Most of people think it's going to go out in the Atlantic, eventually go up into the North Atlantic, and God dissipate at that point. There's also a we still got Franklin that's still around, and you got a tropical depression that's still out there. And so we're busy in the storms. But, you know, we're going to do a little, this is a prayer that we have, this is something that I talked to a pastor yesterday and suggested he should say this in the coming ceremony, but I'm going to say here, and it says, "Dear God, I recognize my need for your grace and your forgiveness in my life. I am deeply sorry for ignoring or rejecting you. Today, I choose to follow you by faith. Help me understand how my wrongdoings and shortcomings have separated me from you. Please come into my life, my thoughts, and my heart. Thank you for taking away the penalty of eternal separation from you for all my errors, faults, and sins. When you paid the price for my salvation on the cross of crucifixion, may I rise again to new life by your forgiveness and grace, by the same power that caused Jesus to rise again from the dead. I now receive your graciousness by faith, by inviting you to save me from eternal separation from you. Thank you for your grace for me, and I receive your gift of salvation now. In Jesus' name, amen." I hope that is said, that's going to be said at a certain situation on Friday, because it fits perfectly, because people got to learn how to forgive and forget and to move forward in life and understand and eliminate all the garbage that's went on behalf on them to cleanse one's souls, to cleanse one's body and one's unity. And that's what they need to. That's how we're going to end this conversation, because hate ends Friday and we move forward into a better life and a better future. Now, with that said, we got a lot of breaking news that's out there that I would like to discuss with my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. That's great. I'm doing good. This week, the archives, finally, after a year and a half of arguments with FOIA by a couple of organizations, FOIA is a Freedom of Information Act. And we finally got the emails, and we're getting the emails that Biden used with his three or four separate aliases involving Ukraine. And there's over 5,000 emails that he used using three different separate aliases to when he CCs to Hunter and the president at that time of Ukraine in an effort to get rid of Shokin. Shokin was doing great. And he was loved in Ukraine. He was a prosecuting attorney. He was doing great and everything else. And some people think he would have been the next president of Ukraine. And Obama loved him. But Biden went in and turned it around. It was part of a quid pro quo or a pay for pay or a bribe. $10 million worth, $5 million for Hunter, $5 million for Joe Biden. The emails that we got, over 5,000 emails, plus audio tapes, videotapes, and everything else. And that's just coming out. And now we got something coming out sometime between September 5th and Halloween, October 31st, that would guarantee Biden to be out of office. He would either have to resign, or he's just going to be a lame duck and not do anything and no power at all. But most likely he's going to end up being treason and being arrested with what we got coming out. Greg Kelly has it. Rob Schmidt has it. And we're going to have it in the next few days where we're going to be able to play it probably in either on this show or to our Podbean or to our podcast. But we'll get it. And that's how we're going to do it. Now, Scarlett, what do you think about those emails?
I want to read them.
Yeah, you're going to.
I want first-hand news, no third party, no second. I want to read it for my own. And then I will have a communication on it. Until
you're
then,
going to
I don't know.
You're going to get a direct, you're going to get under Freedom of Information Act, you're going to get the complete 5,560 or something like that emails. It's going to be sent
that,
in.
When will that be put out for the public?
We might have it by Friday, some of it. Most likely it's going to, because Friday's usually, if you're going to dump something, they're going to dump it on Friday.
It's Labor Day. It's Labor Day, so we wouldn't have it until Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right, but they're going to dump it Friday evening or Friday afternoon. To and we have several sources including Tradition Watch and a couple other places, Alliance Defending Freedom. A bunch of others will be getting it.
I will drink my decaffeinated cup of tea, which I entertain for breakfast, and I will read the emails, and it should be enlightening. And then come Wednesday, when the truth show is live, I will then put in my 2 cents. Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I
want to talk about Trump, and he's going to be in Kristi Noem territory.
Yes,
that's
Kristi Noem's territory.
Which Dakota
he's
going, is that
okay,
one?
Next, yeah. Next week on the 8th,
which
is Friday, on the 8th
which
of
one?
September, which is it's the next Friday. Not this
Not
Friday,
that
next Friday.
South Dakota.
South Dakota, I'm talking about that. Next Friday, this is on September 8th, he's going to be in South Dakota at what they call Monument Park, which is really where you see the...
Mount Rushmore?
That is Mount Rushmore.
We're going to be right there.
Yeah,
so,
like he was on July 4th that time, same place.
Are we going to have issues with the Indians? Are we going to have issues with the different...
No, no. He got, because of the corruption of Biden and the hatred that Biden gives to the American people, including American Indians, they all support Trump.
Well, they threw him under the bus by changing everything with their name. You know?
Yes, and they're already suing them. The original owners, the ones who did the Washington Redskins, the Indian tribe that did that, they're suing Biden and the Democrats for trillions of dollars with their name back, including, and so, you know, they want that. You know,
every tribe in this country should be suing Biden. Because he's an insult to humanity in this country. He treats everybody like that. He only gives a shit about one thing, himself. He doesn't care about his wife. I don't even think he cares about his son. He uses him as a dummy. I mean, you know, but you can't talk about Bo. Let's talk about Bo, you know? If Bo was alive, do you think he would be up to his neck in this bullshit? Or do you think he would be the honest son?
I think Bo would not be happy. But then again, the whole Biden family is corrupt anyway, so.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that Bo Biden was in on the money, too? Do you think if you look at Bo Biden's record, if he has an ex-wife, which Hunter now jumps her bones, and she's got the bucks. So how corrupt does it go to there? And Bo Biden's children. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, everything. Don't forget all these bank accounts and stuff, and the accounts they set up Biden set up, but he even did it to his great grandchildren, grandchildren, and everything else.
Joe Biden's a pedophile, right? Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
With a kid who sniffed one the other day. Do you think Hunter Biden is sniff a kid junior?
Yeah, they're all significant juniors, all the freaks.
You think Bo Biden sniffed a kid?
I don't know. We never know. We'll never know.
I'll go another one because there are more Bidens here. How about the brother?
Yeah, they're probably all are.
Did they share a kid? God.
I don't know.
I'm out there. You know that?
Yeah.
Garrett Smith. There you go. Yeah, he sniffed a kid the other day. It's disgusting. He's pathetic. You know? A man lacks anything that I can believe in as a human being. Hey, didn't he come out today on Storm Idella?
I was going to get into that for a second. Let's get back to next Friday. President Donald Trump will be traveling to the great state of South Dakota.
He's having a rally.
Right.
So
the South Dakota Republican Party for the...
Support Donald J. Trump because he is one of the people. Okay.
It's the Moderate Leaders Rally at the Monument in Rapid City. The rally will be held on Friday, September 8th at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 8:30 our time on the East Coast.
Near? Do you know what that's near? Sturgis.
Yeah.
They just had their big festival, too.
Yeah.
Where all the conservative bikers come, you know? Good place.
Yeah.
So, Kristi Noem, love her commercials, you know? I want her to be the VP. I think she has a great sense of loyalty. She's honest. She has integrity. She's a great governor. She fiscally kept that state open during the COVID bullshit-asco. And she has plenty of jobs. Openings, people to come there to survive and have a good life. And I think she would be an excellent choice as a running mate with President Trump.
Also, by the way, Trump, his opponent just came out in Georgia. Trump has a 47-point lead amongst Republicans over the nearest one. Trump is also up over Biden in Georgia. By a lot.
President Trump, from what I understand, is winning in 48 states.
Yeah. Over Biden.
Okay. Over Biden. Okay? So unless they steal it or do other bad things because they're so good for it.
They're not going to steal it because we already started to make sure, we already started the voting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We already make sure, we're doing everything the Democrats did and more.
You know, these are desperate people who just do desperate things because they have no scruples. They don't give a shit about anybody, not even themselves. Okay? They lack everything. They could go and, you know, try to take out President Trump.
Yeah.
Like they did to Martin Luther King and Bobby and John. You know what I mean? You got a bad CIA. You got a bad DOJ. You got a bad FBI. We have a bad Homeland Security. We have an idiot president who only gives a shit about the title and living on money and power. And then we have a vice president.
Remember the book? Remember with Greg Kelly? All he cares about is property.
Did you see that stuff? That man lives like the king.
Yeah.
He bought a $200,000. How many acres was that property? I think it was a mansion.
I don't know. Yeah, and he did while he was working. He did that when he was a senator, making $70,000 back in the 70s.
For that whole spread.
So he was making $70,000 a year. He left. He bought a mansion worth like $500,000, and expanded out. He was getting.
And he paid $200,000 for it.
Yeah, and they said that he's the type of guy who could wiggle down everything and use name and stuff like that. He went from claiming he's the poorest man in Congress being in the Senate to being one of the two being
a mansion.
Yeah.
I know.
No, he was crooked back then. Right, he was crooked back then. Don't forget, he said that he prostitutes himself.
You know, we should go back in time and talk to his schoolmates.
Yeah.
And see what they have to say about him growing up. You know, the people are no longer his friends. You know? We should get the insight on that.
You know, it happens.
From elementary to middle school to high school to college. I bet you there are people that know him and they have so much to say about him. Oh, my God. Come on, come on. All the ones that knew Biden, the corrupt, significant, call in 515-602-9657 and give us the inside story on Joe Biden. Come on.
Oh, Joe Biden. Hey, you forgot to read yourself again. Joe Biden is also known as Robert Peters, Robin Rear, and J.R. Bear Rear. So
is
those
Biden
are the aliases.
I got a better question. Is Biden his real name?
Who knows?
I don't know. Well, we know Barack Obama isn't his real name. His name is Barry Satoru. You know, are any of these people real? Are they all made up?
By the way, it's 5,400 emails, records leaked to Joe Biden's alias, which I just gave.
You know, that's going to come out in court with Trump on all these cases, because we're going to do pile on against that piece of black. We're just going to singe patient, okay? Hey, how about Chutkin? Chutkin, what is wrong with her? Okay? She thinks that not January 6th is worse than 9/11. Or what's the other one? What was the other one?
Boston bombing.
She thinks January 6th is worse.
Which was, because that's what they but the
shooting,
thing is
the bomb went off and they were shooting shards of glass everywhere. And
right.
And January 6th.
And people died.
Right. You know?
And thousands died in 9/11. But then again.
Muslim terrorists who hurt us on our soil. In both spots, January 6th.
Right.
Oh, man. And then they showed a real photo of how she really looks. Because, you know, they showed the high school picture. But we saw a real photo of her today. That woman has got some sex. Oh, my God. You know, she's a messed up dude.
That judge is going to get the spot anyway. And this lawsuit's pending and everything else.
She's
a tax. She's attached to
they're going after legal beagles because they're legal beagles because they defended and helped Trump. You want to figure that shit out?
They are literally intimidating and lawyers.
They're going after his gardener. Shit.
They're
not going after his chef or the servers. Or the people that clean the
place. They're not going after the pile of his shit.
It's Meshuggah.
But let me go over this stuff here. The regime is indicting a former president. The regime is targeting moms and parents at school boards. Remember that.
Yeah.
If you stand up to protect your kids from indoctrination.
Exactly. And putting puberty blockers in them.
Right. The regime is forcing the LGBTQIA++++++ whatever wrote garbage on our kids, colleges, and military. Thank you for Senator Tuberville for blocking all this stuff and to save lives, because we don't need the military to transport people to get killing babies. That's not what we do. The regime has turned federal agency into go out to vote centers for the Democratic Party. The regime is funneling billions of dollars to Kukmaier in corrupt Ukraine, and it's all going back into the Biden's pocket, probably. The regime is forcing Russia into China's hands and the expansion of BRICS, which is a danger for us because we're heading into World War III. None of this, and the president of Hungary said that if Trump was in office, none of this would be happening. And he said Trump, and this is the president of Hungary, a country, said that Trump is the only one to save us from World War III.
You remember what we talked about earlier? I said that there should be a document person that goes to work in the government, don't matter where you are. She's trying to document stating if I don't follow the Constitution, I would be considered a traitor of the United States of America.
And arrested for treason.
And with that in play, if I violate my oath or my employment, I should be arrested for treason and held in jail and have a tribunal and be found guilty of being a traitor of the United States of America, and I should agree to be hung. And that, if they sign that paper, if that becomes law, okay, they would sign it. And that means if they don't follow the Constitution with all their heart and soul, they're done. I have another one. I think the federal government should make a law that for federal election that it should be voted in on the same day. And no absent ballot. No ballots mailed whatsoever. I don't give a shit if you're in another friggin' planet. You all should vote the same day for a federal election. And that will cover the entire 50 states. And if they violate that, they will go to jail.
Okay, the regime is following a de-dollarization movement globally. The regime is enabling millions of illegals to invade America, open borders. The regime is targeting pro-life activists and turning a blind eye to Antifa. The regime is imprisoning grandmas and patriots for taking selfies on J6. The regime is obstruction investigations into Joe and Hunter Biden's foreign influence peddling and schemes. The regime is an essential threat to norms and customs that have safeguarded America for centuries. On September 30th, we will be defunding the regime. That's the end. That's when they
We need to defund every agency and shut them down. We need to make them poor. No paychecks.
By the way, Tucker Carlson.
Do what our founding fathers did. They were there because they loved their country.
Okay, Tucker Carlson exposed a sex scandal that shocked the world involving ex-President Obama. One of Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking victims, Connie Pearson, told the court that she made copies of tapes of high-ranking officials raping children and committing other horrific crimes. Pearson claims that the footage shows Obama and Michelle having sex with the victims multiple times.
You mean you got to see that? It proves that she's a man.
Yeah, they got it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. All right. I want to see that. And I am not a voyeur. I want that full show. Because she's a fraud. I want that paintings in the White House gone.
Also today, Mitch McConnell froze for the second time while taking questions. This guy needs to retire. Same thing with the other one that's in California.
Alcoholic? Is he an alcoholic?
Diane Feinstein.
Like Biden?
Yeah, I think so. Diane Feinstein and him both need to go. They're both not one kid. Diane Feinstein, folks. Diane Feinstein gave up her power of attorney to her sister. If you have because of her mind, how could she be in the Senate seat?
Whoa! Who gave up their power of attorney?
Diane Feinstein.
She cannot be a senator.
Yeah, I know, but she's just a figurehead there, and that's it.
She cannot. She cannot. She's not serving the office. She needs to go. She needs to go. She needs to pay
also,
back all that money.
Also, this morning, the breaking news this morning is that the House is probing the House Oversight Committee. And Accountability Chair James Comer has requested information regarding alleged misuse of Air Force Two and Marine Two during Joe Biden's time as VP. So that's another one that's coming. And that's more going in there.
And his son and daughter. Let's go get our money, kids. I'm sorry. I'm getting excited because it's today is... The last day? No, tomorrow is the last day. And then the first, folks. And then we're going to have Labor Day weekend. And when is Congress coming back? Are they coming back?
Next week. In the key battle, after Labor Day, in the key battleground states, Trump now leads Biden 49-41. If the election was held today, Trump would defeat Biden in electoral landslides.
Biden is not going to be in office.
No.
Biden is going to be held as a traitor. And Kamala. And Schumer. And Pelosi. And Brenner. And Panetta. And Lerner. And Holder. And Jared. And Rice. All of them. And Clinton. Both of them. And the Obamas. Male and male. And everybody else, and they're going. They're going. Garland and Comey and what's the idiot's name? Ray with a W and Mallorca and all the others. And it's coming. And not only them, the news. I think there are traitors in the media. I think there's a dollar bill. I want to talk. Let's talk about the Republicans that are a traitor of the United States of America. I'll name one: Roni McDaniel, front and center. Mitch McConnell. I say Lindsey Graham is okay, and Barr, and Sessions, and who else? Murkowski, and Collins, and Ernest. Did I miss anybody? I think they're disgusting.
No, you didn't.
Pigs. I think they're pigs. Okay? And talk about the House. What's up with Jeffries and Ilhan Omar?
Jeffries is trying to defend Biden unsuccessfully. They're laughing at him because more and more stuff coming out, there is no way of defending him. Ilhan Omar, according to the people in Minnesota, there's not much they could. She lives in a district that's mostly people that select her, and so she's hard to defeat. But she'll be primaried again, and things are moving in that direction, where she could be gone soon, but it's going to take time. But what's going to help any candidate to run against her is the fact that the Democrats / communists are well heated across the country, and that's it. As far as Biden's concerned,
she needs a blue. You know what they need? We need blue dogs to run against these pieces of crap. True dug-in constitutionalists who believe in the USA for the people, not for the president, but for the people. And so that is what will primary them out. Like Lois Frankel. There's one. You want Lois Frankel gone. Somebody in the Democrat community who's a constitutional conservative, blue dog, run against her. Okay? Be brave. It's not about money. It's about content of character. Make it happen. Okay? Same against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I'm sorry. I'm not for Carla Spaulding. She had her opportunity. She wasted it. Time to go. Okay, we need somebody to primary out Debbie. Have some guts. Come on. There's got to be somebody in the Democrat Party who's a Truman Democrat. Okay, they exist. Y'all not all pigs. Okay, and y'all feeling the pain. So don't tell me you're not. Okay, it's insane. Everything went up $4 overboard in grocery stores because of inflation, and unemployment has risen, and so they're gonna raise the rate again. Okay, we're in trouble, folks. This is time to stand up and be counted for your brothers and sisters, because we all are in it together. Okay. I mean, they're bringing back the bullshit on COVID. They want to jack you up with a shot so you'll die, you know? And people are dying with heart attacks. Joe the plumber died from cancer. I'm so sorry for his family. But
yes.
You don't know what causes things, okay? People are dying left and right, and nobody knows why, okay? The oddest things, from the young to the old, are just dropping dead. Why are they dropping dead? I don't know. And it's something to really be researched and looked at. Let's talk about the illegals. It's just insane, the illegal shit. Okay? An 11-year-old boy was murdered because the illegal was caught, let go, and then given the opportunity to murder again. Okay? And the border's open. Okay, and they took everything and sold it. He sold it to make money, the piece of the back. Everything that was there to build the wall, he sold it. Okay, and nobody does their jobs. Nobody. Okay, and everybody's hands are tied. And what happened to Governor Abbott building stuff and keeping it out? Why is he not protecting his land? Okay. And he's the governor of it from all four corners of that state, okay? It's just a statement. I know there are no four corners of the state, okay? But I'm saying he was voted to protect and serve. And he took an oath to protect and serve that state. And what's going on there, okay? Hey, our governor's back. Go figure that one. Yeah, that's because there's a hurricane, you know. But I saw a commercial with Jim Cantoni and Rick Scott, okay, who are taking care of the people. Governor is a fair-weather governor. He is not there for the people. He shouldn't have ran for president. That was the most goofiest, stupidest, moronic thing I ever saw, okay? He lied to us, okay? He was elected on his merits, and then he signs some bills and he walks away, and he says the goofiest things, and he's owned by the Bushes. Who wants to be owned? Nobody wants to be owned. He's not good as dog catcher. I'm not comfortable with him as governor. I think he should resign and hashtag walk away. I would rather have Jeanette Nunes in. Okay, at least I know. She'll get it done. Anything you want to add to it, Joe?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
Okay, and you want to talk about something new?
Yeah, actually, I want to talk about something that a little bit about the kids at school and stuff like that. I'm working with a number of people, and literally, I'm working with Hillsdale College right now. And a couple of things that we've been doing in the last few days. And with Hillsdale College is doing something that we have been doing over the years with Southern Sense and myself and Scarlett and others, and that is giving out pocket constitutions. They have a program that they're doing right now, and they just started where they are reaching out to all the schools around the country, K-12. From kindergarten to 12, and giving out pocket constitutions to try and counteract the brainwashing of the left, the communists, who are trying to destroy the mindset of our children.
You know, we have a constitution. There's a constant. If you look to the right on this, on the side, you'll see books, and then you'll see a top book, and then underneath there's a constitution. You want to read something from it?
I don't know.
You see them on the side on the right, back of books.
Yes.
Rolling down. There's a constitution in there.
Yeah, it's just a couple of them. Yeah.
We have
a whole bunch somewhere.
Paragraph? I mean, that's exciting, the opening paragraph, I think. No? Yes?
Declaration of Independence, the United States, 111th Congress, Pocket Constitution. The Constitution of the United States. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That's the opening paragraph.
I mean, those words just make me, my heart beat up and down. Don't they grab you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you read the First Amendment? Do you have that available?
I got the Article 1 of the Constitution.
Can you read that?
Yeah. Right. Section 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, and the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requested for election of the most numerous branch of state legislature. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained to the age of 25 years and have been 7 years a citizen of the United States. And who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of the state in which he shall be chosen. Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within the Union, according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to the service for a term of years, but excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons, and the actual annualization shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States, and within every subsequent term of 10 years, in such manner as they shall be law direct. The number of representatives shall not exceed 1 for every 30,000, but each shall have at least 1 representative until such numerization be made. The state of New Hampshire shall be entitled to choose 3, Massachusetts 8, Rhode Island and Providence plantations 1, Connecticut 5, New York 6, New Jersey 4, and so forth. And it continues. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of 2 senators from each state, chosen by the legislators thereof, for 6 years, and each senator shall have 1 vote. You know, and it goes on. The 3/5 thing, that used to be for the blacks, but that was changed over time.
Excellent. Thank you for that reading.
Okay. Yeah, and it continues. Look,
can we have a song?
Yeah, we want to do. What do you want to do?
I want Martina McBride, Independence Day. I love this song.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek.
right, people. Let freedom ring across our great nation and all our patriots and Sons of Liberty and everybody else. Join. Stand up. Speak your voice. Know your rights. Don't let the communists beat you down, because if you do, you'll never regain your voice ever again. Stand up and take it. And tell, let them know I'm not going away. I'm not going quiet into the night. I'm standing here and I'm standing strong, and I will win in the end. What do you think, Joe?
I think you're perfect, and we got to stand. One of the reasons why working with Hillsdale is because we're trying to let these people, these kids, understand how great this country is, the Constitution and everything, and now a counteract the ideologies that's being pushed on them from CRT, socialism, communism, transgender, all that stuff to destroy them and their families. And by helping the by giving the Constitution and other materials that will teach them about the greatness of this country over a period of time, you will see how great these are. People are literally dying to get into this country and find a way. You know, if this country was so great, why are so many people trying to enter this country illegally?
Built an Ellis Island on the Rio Grande.
Yeah, and they need to do that and some other stuff. So that's a big thing. And we also
need
to reestablish law. We need to reestablish law and order. We need to secure the borders. We need to establish law and order. We need to redo all the positives around.
Right. Anybody who gives a hard time about it is a traitor of the United States of America. You're either for us or against us. There is no gray in here, okay? So when I see next week Congress is returning, they better be doing their job. And a note on one of our House of Representatives, Steve Scalise, I hope you're okay. Okay, I was standing to read that you have a cancer situation.
With the blood,
and that's not good.
It is curable. It's almost 100% curable, and he's not going to die from that. But yeah, and what the thing is, the question is, was he?
God is giving him a lot. You know,
yes, because don't forget, he survived the shooting in the ball field.
That's right.
And now this.
That's right. So he
okay,
he's
we're running out of time. We got 8
okay,
minutes.
Okay, hold on. This is Scarlett Butler saying I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll see how everything flows. Hope everybody's okay with the Idalia storm. Nobody, I read two people died in the car crash. You know,
yeah,
and
Sunday.
I'm going to be on Sunday. I'm sorry. I'm having a day of the week issue. what can I say? Long day. God bless America. God bless everyone. Bye, everybody.
Okay, and we're going to, you know, sorry about the chat room. We'll get that corrected. And so we'll have it open on Sunday, and we'll see what that is. Don't forget, we were having some issues on and off at work today, too, a little delays here and there, maybe because of hurricane and everything else and the fluctuating of power across the state of Florida. But that happens, and so we'll end that, and we have one more prayer before we go. Dear God, without you, it is hard to forgive. Without you, it is impossible to forget grace. I know that I am in need of your forgiveness over and over again. Father, please empower me to forgive regularly and enable me to for grace supernaturally. Help me to be kind like you, to even the meanest people, not for my sake, but for yours. May the record of my life go platinum. In Jesus' name, amen. That I know, something like that, and the one I did earlier for grace is going to be mentioned Friday. And it's the right way to go as you move forward. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to us, the millions of people around the world. On Sunday, on Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show at 7 p.m. You'll never know what's going on. You never know the situation. We are growing in nature, and things are happening. Let prayers go out to everyone in the way of the hurricane, and let's see what goes on in the future. Anyway, have a very blessed evening. We'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m. God bless you all and have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And before we go off the air, this is from President Trump. Our hearts go out to everyone impacted from Hurricane Idalia. I urge everyone to listen to your local officials, heed all warnings, and prioritize the safety of yourself and your loved ones. I've witnessed the courage, strength, and spirit of great people of Florida many times over the years. Together, they will recover and rebuild. But in the meantime, be safe, love, and respect to everyone. God bless you all. Donald J. Trump, the real president of the United States.